The route echoes the life. From the gray Victorian stone of Union Station, where the train pulls in, it is just a few tree-lined blocks to the Senate office buildings. The old building houses the ornate, high-ceilinged caucus room where a young Robert Kennedy first won fame as counsel for Senator John McClellan's Labor Rackets Committee in endless, angry verbal duels with Teamsters Union President James Hoffa. Robert Kennedy's brother John, then a senator from Massachusetts, was a member of that committee. Just across the street, the new Senate office building where Robert Kennedy, senator from New York, worked. Then the motorcade will head down Pennsylvania Avenue, reversing the route taken in an inaugural parade, past the rows of government office buildings, the Justice Department, where Robert Kennedy served his brother as Attorney General, hooking around the Treasury Department, past the White House, which he knew well as his brother's aide, which this year he had hoped to win in his own right. Then south, past the memorial to Abraham Lincoln, one of the presidents Robert Kennedy most admired. And on the other side, Resurrection City, home of the poor people who might be called the special constituency of this man, so moved by the racial, the economic divisions which ran the United States. And so across the bridge toward the hillside of Arlington Cemetery. An echo has sounded through Robert Kennedy's political life ever since November 1963. It grew louder when he declared his candidacy for the presidency. Louder during his campaign as the harsh Boston accent, the familiar cadence, rang strangely yet familiarly through crowds in Indiana or California. The echo must sound most strongly across this last bridge, up the winding road which leads to the site where President John Kennedy is buried. There old murder and new murder will meet.